Batman Do or Bust by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman. Episode 4, The Truck Stops Here.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. Ooh, there's a bright golden haze on the meadow. Morning, Petra.
Morning, Joan.
Oh, what a view. It seems to go on forever. And not a sign of civilization. It's like being on another planet.
Oh, chance would be a fine thing.
Oh, good morning, Petra, my morning star, my shining beacon of love. Right, who's for porridge?
I'm doing it, Callum. The tea's brewed.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I'm starving.
Typical.
Well, I'm not getting my oats elsewhere, am I? I think we did the right thing stopping here last night.
I think that turning we took yesterday morning was the wrong one.
It wasn't. I can read a map. I am a geography graduate. This is the right road. If we take the fork that goes over the hill, there's a small town less than an hour away. We could have been there last night if we'd pressed on, instead of spending it freezing cold in the middle of nowhere.
Trigger! Rise and shine!
Morning, campers! I'll just get up anyway. Blimey, got a load of that view. Can we see where those two roads lead to?
Yeah, nowhere and fast.
As I said last night, according to the map, it's the left-hand fork that's the main road.
Main road? We haven't seen tarmac for 5 days.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys get up early so you can get more arguing in? You'll wake up the whole of Kazakhstan.
We're in Uzbekistan now.
Oh. Well, I think the right-hand road is the main one. There's more goat droppings on it.
Oh, goat droppings. It must be the freeway.
It's an ancient trade route, the Golden Road to Samarkand.
It's a shit road to nowhere, if you ask me.
I didn't. If you trusted my map reading, we'd have spent last night in the next town.
Hon, if we trusted your map reading, we'd have spent last night in Dover. Where's the map?
Oh, which page?
The page which is relevant to our current position.
If we knew that...
What is it with you Brits? You lose everything. You'd have lost the war if it wasn't for us.
Oh, says Miss America with no passport.
Look. I had it at the border. It's got to be in the truck someplace. If it wasn't such a dump.
If it wasn't crammed full with your souvenirs.
I've been through all my stuff. Someone must have put it in with their gear. Can everyone search their bags again before we get moving?
Oh, not again.
Look, we'll clean the truck out when we reach a town. Maybe we can borrow a hose pipe.
Can we please decide which road to take instead of worrying about the state of the truck?
If we're totally lost, I suggest we vote on it. Be democratic.
Fair dues. Someone wake Simon up.
Hell, it doesn't have to be that democratic.
Look, the road on the left heads upwards. The road on the right heads towards that shallow valley. Now, any idiot knows that a town is likely to be in a valley.
But you're not just any idiot.
I think Callum's right.
Yeah, sorry, Petra. I do too.
Fine. Well, don't blame me. Look, there's someone coming towards us. On the hill road. I was right.
All right. Calm down.
Where? I don't see anyone.
There.
Oh, it's hard to tell. The sun's right behind it.
It's definitely moving.
Isn't that just a goat at a funny angle?
No, she's right. It is someone.
Oh. Hello? Oh, she's waving back.
Is it a she?
I think so. It's hard to tell in that native clothing.
It looks like Simon's cagoule with a hood up.
It is. What? It's Simon's cagoule with the hood up.
Oh, no.
He's the only person I know who can piss you off at 100 yards.
I thought he was still in his shed.
If we'd known he'd gone for a walk, we could have got miles away by now.
Why do you always have to be so horrible about him? You just dismiss everything he says, like you do with me.
Amazing scenery, isn't it?
Was that you waving, Petra?
Yeah, she thought it was someone else.
Joan thought you were a goat at a funny angle.
What's he like over the hill?
Don't know, ask Trigger.
Simon, did you spot any signs of civilization?
No. Nothing as far as the eye can see. Amazing.
See, Petra, I was right.
That's the best part of the day, early morning. The man who faces the dawn faces his destiny.
A firing squad with a bit of luck.
We'd better take the bottom road. It would be a really stupid idea to go over the hill. What do you think, Petra? You're the geography expert.
Right, you're aboard.
Yeah.
The valley road it is.
It's the wrong decision.
It's the logical decision.
And the democratic one.
It was a bit damp last night.
I left some socks out and they were bone dry when I got up.
Sounds like she's flooded. I'll just leave her a minute. Anyone mind if I put a cassette on?
No.
Simon, if you don't switch that off, I'm going to shove it someplace that don't have Dolby stereo.
It's meant to be soothing.
I don't want to be soothed. I want to get out of here.
Right, let's try her again.
I think we should get help.
Oh, now, why didn't I think of that? There's an AA box just a few yards back.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Nope. I'm clicking my heels, but nothing's happening. I need my special slippers.
You need your special tablets.
We should go ahead on foot and find help. There's no point sitting here.
Okay, but I think some of us should stay here with the truck.
Well, can't we just give it a Viking funeral?
Oh, come on, be fair. She's had her problems, but she's got us from London to here.
Which is where exactly?
Trigger, this is not the truck we left London in. I can't think of one body part that hasn't been changed at some point, except the ashtray.
Changed? It hasn't even been emptied.
Well, while we're on the subject, I want to say something about smoking in the truck. It's beginning to affect my chest.
Yeah, it's getting on my tits as well, Joan, but could we discuss it once we get out of here?
Can I have a light after you, Simon?
Certainly, Petra.
I think I'll take another look at the engine.
Okay, but don't touch anything.
Or we'll be here forever. Maybe I should have a look at the engine.
Oh, good. We'll be on our way in no time.
I did teach apprentice motor mechanics at FE College.
You taught trainee mechanics?
Yes. I taught them personal development. How to write letters, how to be confident and assertive, how to get on with people.
Oh, I see. So engines themselves are not the area of your expertise?
To be honest, no. Mind you, the lads taught me one or two things. Swear words, mainly. I'll see if I can give Trigger a hand.
Yes, do, Simon. Trigger will appreciate that.
Trigger, do you want a hand?
No, Simon, just stay in the bloody...
It's nice to see them cooperating for once. Taking turns to scratch their heads.
It's like watching Laurel and Hardy.
Right, someone start up.
Petra, you do it. You're nearest the wheel.
It's best if you do it, Joan. You can drive.
Just turn the key and put your foot...
Oh, on. I'm actually being trusted to do something.
Oh, just shut up and do it.
Put your foot down gently on the accelerator.
Which one's the accelerator?
The one on the right.
Pull the choke out. No, that's a cigar lighter.
I don't bloody know, do I?
Steady on the ground.
Not too much, then. Come on.
Can't you do anything right, Petra?
I can't drive. I was only doing what I was told to do.
All right, keep your hair on. Move over. Let me do it. Simon, in now.
Oh.
Right. She should purr like a kitten now.
If that was my kitten, I'd have it destroyed.
See? It wasn't my fault.
I don't give a damn who...
Camille, calm down, please.
I am calm. I am totally calm. Simon, if you don't shut up, that gear stick's going right up your nirvana. See? Peace and harmony. Now, we have to get help. So, who stays and who goes?
We could draw straws.
This is not the Babersham Christmas lucky dip. I suggest we take it in turns to say who we each think should stay or go and give our reasons. Agreed? Right. So, starting on my left, Petra?
What?
Tell us who you think should stay and who you think should go. And why?
Does it matter? Does anybody care what I think? You won't trust my map reading? If I'm not being ignored, I'm being ridiculed. Well, I've had enough. I booked this trip because I wanted to see Kathmandu. I didn't do it to drive round in the back of a van with a bunch of misfits on the road to nowhere. It's like being on some eternal community project.
Petra, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm going.
Petra, we should reach some kind of consensus.
I'm not going for help. I'm leaving the trip.
Yeah, don't be too hasty, Petra. Decisions made in the heat of the moment can be regretted later.
I know. I booked this trip in the heat of the moment. Which reminds me, Callum, you still owe me 300 quid. Can I have it now, please?
Oh, no problem, Petra. Can you see a bureau de change anywhere?
I'll take some of your traveller's checks.
You won't be able to cash them.
I'll sell them on the black market.
Put that back.
Here. You've still got enough to see you through the trip.
Hardly.
Goodbye, everybody. It's been such fun.
You said I could repay you when we got back.
I need it now if I'm going it alone. See you, gang. Maybe in Kathmandu, no, if you get that far.
No, no. Petra,
no, come on, don't be stupid, Petra. You haven't got a ten. You'll freeze.
I've my sleeping bag. If I get cold, I'll come all goat. Goodbye.
But Petra...
Callum, I think you go after her.
Oh, she's just doing it for effect. She'll be back in half an hour.
Women.
What do you mean, women?
Well, always overreacting.
Overreacting? Overreacting? Petra may be stupid, but I'm with her on this one. The next town we reach, I quit. And when I get home, I'm suing you, Trigger Barnes, for every penny you got. Breach of contract, negligence endangering life, mental cruelty, loss of income.
Loss of income?
My book, my novel. Thanks to you, I've hardly written a word. It was going to be a bestseller.
Ellie, dear, we'll talk about this later. All together, like you said. But right now, we have to decide who's going to find help. That was your idea as well.
Okay. I think I should stay. I can look for my passport.
We should all go. Oh,
don't be stupid.
There's hardly any water left. If anyone stays, they could die of thirst.
He's right, for once.
Well, we can't leave the truck on his own.
Got any other suggestions? We can leave a note on the windscreen.
Oh, what a good idea. Just in case a traffic warden wants to clamp it. Oh, we could put doctor on call.
We leave a note in case Petra comes back, telling her our plans. And I'm sure Callum wants to say a few words.
Only two.
Okay, people, let's go. Follow me and try to keep up. Everyone got everything they need?
Hang on till I've got this tent strapped on.
Oh, don't be daft, Simon. We're not going to be away overnight.
Can I have that in writing on company note paper so I can mail it to my lawyer?
Okay. We'll take a couple of tents. Purely precautionary.
You know, I find this exciting. It beats the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme.
Oh, thank you. That was delicious. I couldn't eat another mouthful. Is there a garage round here?
Eh?
A garage. Garage. You know, fix brum brum. Brum brum.
I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with G.
Great Wall of China.
Don't be silly. It's possible.
Water.
I said G, not W.
No. There's a stream.
Huh?
Water.
Oh, yeah. Well spotted, Simon.
Oh, isn't it beautiful? Look at how the water bounces off the rocks and catches the sunlight. Couldn't you just stay here forever, Ellie?
She'll have to if she's got the passport.
All I want to do is get to the nearest town and go to the police.
My feet are raw. Can we stop for a while?
Maybe we should, until it cools off a bit. What do you think?
Do what you like. I'm going for a walk.
We've been walking for 3 hours.
I'm going to sit further upstream. I need to think. I want a bit of solitude.
I fancy a bathe. Ellie, are you going to join me?
Sure. I haven't washed since yesterday. You want a bath, Trigger?
No, thanks, Ellie.
That was a statement, not a question.
Oh, that looks a bit cold.
Come on. You too, Simon.
I haven't got my trunks.
Oh, you don't need trunks. We can resist temptation.
Come on, guys. We want to see if you men really are all the same.
Oh, it's so good to get out of these sticky clothes.
Ready, Joan? Ciao, wimps!
You're looking thoughtful, Trigger.
Yeah. I was just wondering why women's bits don't shrink in the water.
I try to avoid carnal thoughts.
I haven't had a carnal thought for weeks. If things don't improve, I'll have to see a doctor when I get back. I mean, Bernice would be expecting more than a paperweight from Kathmandu.
Perhaps you're undergoing a spiritual awakening.
Mm. If I became a Buddhist, how long would it take to find spiritual enlightenment?
It depends upon the person.
Yeah, I know, but a month, a year?
Many lifetimes must be endured before one can see the Godhead.
Of course, Almighty.
And it is a solitary path, Trigger. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall walk upstream and meditate.
Yeah, I'll keep you company, mate. You can tell me a bit more about this Buddhism. All I really know is that you sit cross-legged and chant.
There is more to it than that.
Oh, you do have sex, then?
Oh, look, there's a truck.
Hey, number of sweet dogs, ah, who loves you, baby?
Oh, I'm very flattered. I don't expect you meet many foreign women.
Oh, they're going to sleep.
Stop it, Callum, we'll see. Hello, it's me. I'm back. I brought a mechanic. Typical, just left me on my own. What's this? Dear Petra, hopefully this is you reading this note and you are okay. We have decided to leave the truck as we are running out of food and water. Keys in usual place. Can of Pepsi in glove compartment. Don't worry about having made a fool of yourself. It gets to us all at times. Love the gang. P.S. Ellie says if you're stuck for something to do, can you have a look for a passport? Oh. Just give thumb. It'll spring open.
Don't teach the president. Good, president.
You can fix. I'll drive it and use his hammer sometimes.
Hello, son.
Enjoying the peace and quiet?
Trying to.
Yeah, I ain't worried about Petra.
She'll turn up. She always does. I'm worried about my money. I can't trade Petra in for beer. I've tried often enough.
That's the spirit. Women, eh?
Women.
I've been watching Simon meditate.
Oh, have you?
Mm. He sat naked in the stream. That would shrink my godhead soon enough.
Shall we head back?
Aye, might as well. So, Trigger's been watching you meditate then?
Yeah.
It was interesting, but I got a bit bored after a while.
It's very peaceful, Trigger. It calms the mind.
I thought you were supposed to meditate on your own. That is the idea.
I'll have a bash at it myself after we've eaten.
Eaten what?
Well, what have we got left?
It's lad's turn to cook, isn't it?
Yeah, it shouldn't take long. We haven't got that much with us.
Oh, hang on a sec, lads. I need a pee. That stream water's gone right through me.
I can do it by myself, you know.
Here! I can always reach that stone on the other side.
Oh, I was supposed to be impressed with that.
Aren't you?
I could beat that with my eyes closed.
Well, watch where you aim, then. Here, I'll bet you £5.
I haven't got £5. Hey, loser cooks dinner, okay?
You're on.
Yo, here we go, here we go, here
honestly,
we go.
Honestly, amateurs. Watch this.
Yes! Champions! Champions!
Yeah, but you drank more.
You took cooked dinner. At the Dunn's Barmy Army! At the Dunn's!
Say what you like, Callum. You couldn't have fun like this with Petra.
Well done. The engine sounds better than it's ever done. You could get a job with the RAC. Now then. How much do you want paying?
Well, if you both need that,
Oh, so you do accept traveler's checks.
You mean you've got a lighted match?
And the flame was a foot long.
Why aren't you two helping Trigger cook dinner?
You wouldn't understand, Joan.
No. Something to do with the size of the piece.
Like little boys, aren't they?
Right, hands up, people. Come and get it.
I'll be back in a few minutes. Nature calls.
Just start without me, like you usually do.
Oh, it smells nice.
Yeah, it reminds me of the curry house at home. Except their rice wasn't as good as this, Trigger. Yeah, they used to ruin it by covering it with meat and vegetables and spices.
Leave him alone, Callum. He's done his best with what there was.
Yeah, at least we won't starve. We've enough rice to keep this going till tomorrow.
What happens if we don't find a town tomorrow?
Oh, we will, we will.
Aye.
I read a book once where some people were shipwrecked and they ate the cabin boy.
He was dead, right?
After they cooked him, yes.
Ah, oh, gross.
They seasoned him with paprika and bay leaves.
Who would we eat first?
Ah, it would have to be Simon. He couldn't eat any of us. He's a vegetarian.
Where is he anyway? Is he meditating again?
Yeah. He took the toilet roll.
Well, let's hope he's not in the lotus position.
Fredder, that rice is for Simon.
Yeah, but we haven't cooked him yet.
Truck is now fixed, thanks to Piotr. He was very good with his hands and had no trouble finding the right spot. I am now curled up in front of the fire, which Piotr built. It is so cold here at night. I don't know what I'd have done without him.
Petra, indoriste et olti.
Oh, snuggle a bit closer. I'm nearly finished.
I danced in the evening when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with a death on your back.
I'm so stressed out about my passport.
I'm so cheesed off about my traveller's checks.
She can't cash them.
I know, that's what's so bloody infuriating. She's so stupid. You'd think she'd know by now that you have to show your passport with your signature.
Can you see anything, Joan?
Not a sausage, no.
I hate to admit it, but I think Petra may have been right.
Going off on her own?
No, saying the town would be on the other road.
We've been walking for a day and a half.
Seems longer. I'll try and keep up, Trigger. You're holding us back, man.
All right, all right. Ellie keeps lagging as well.
Excuse me. I happen to have a tent on my back.
There's something coming.
Oh, stop.
Stop.
Hey,
no, stop.
Stop. Please.
Oh, that's my truck.
It's Petra.
Oh, hi.
But who's driving?
I am.
You haven't passed your test.
I think under the circumstances.
How did you get it started?
Can we just get in the truck?
I thought you were striking off on your own. An example to women everywhere.
I just got a bit tired of the constant bickering, the indecision, the arguing. But I came across a mechanic in the town, which was where I said it was, and I couldn't leave your
son. So she was right about the hill road.
Yeah, we've gathered that, Simon. And we were all wrong. I think we all owe Petra an apology.
I'm just glad you're safe. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ellie. You're the first to say so.
Are you sure you haven't got my passport?
Why would I have your passport?
It might have gotten into your bag.
How?
I don't know. You might have mistaken it for yours.
Ellie, I can tell the difference between a British and an American passport.
Okay, okay.
I'm not stupid.
No, no. Just asking.
What was the town like, Petra? Is it worth visiting?
Oh, God, no. There was nothing there. Just a village, really. We should press on ahead. Did you miss me, Callum?
Of course I did. Did you miss me?
I'm glad to be back with everyone.
Oh, so you didn't miss me?
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying, then?
Nothing, I mean. If you've missed me, why didn't you show it when I arrived with the truck?
I was surprised to see you. Driving.
I walk out of your life in the middle of nowhere, and then when I show up again, all you can do is comment on the fact that I'm driving. Nothing else, like, I've missed you, Petra, or I love you.
Of course I love you. I want us to be together.
Forever?
Forever.
Oh, good. That's settled then. Kiss and make up?
Oh, can you two get on board?
Yeah,
oh, Petra, any chance of borrowing that money back?
Oh.
Lovely to see you again, Petra.
Quite lively, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fancy both roads leading to the same town.
I knew we were only wrong.
Yeah, but Petra's way was quicker.
That's not the point.
Why is she sitting in the truck?
I don't know.
Oh, boy, I needed that.
That casserole tasted like heaven.
Yeah, what was in it?
I don't know, and I don't care.
It tasted like lamb or goat.
What do you think, Simon? Lamb or goat?
I couldn't say.
No, I don't suppose you'd be able to tell the difference. What with you being a strict vegetarian.
I was hungry, okay? I've hardly bloody eaten for 2 days.
All right, keep your hair on.
It's the meat. It causes aggression.
So is that you buggered up your chances of nirvana, Simon, eh?
On the contrary, my body can be cleansed of impurities.
Oh, can we get going now?
All right, don't be impatient.
Ah, it's okay for you, Petra. While we were staggering along yesterday, hungry and thirsty, you were sitting here relaxing and stuffing your face.
Yeah, this place is a lot better than you described it.
I had a snack, and then I went to find a garage. Oh, can we get going? We can make the border by tonight.
I still haven't got my passport. Will nobody take this seriously?
We've reported it to the police, Ellie.
Hey, that was so encouraging. All I did was fill in a scrap of paper. I wish I'd gone off with you, Petra. It sounds like you had a far more interesting time. Did the mechanic speak any English?
Not really. Still, it's amazing what you can communicate with a few gestures and the odd grunt.
Oh, right. Let's settle the bill and get going. Who's got the kitty?
I have. So we can give Petra the money she's owed for getting the truck fixed now.
Oh, can we sort it out later?
What did he sting you for?
You wouldn't have had much currency.
I cashed a traveller's cheque. Oh, I gave him about 30 quid.
Oh, where did you cash it? I need to exchange one.
Yes, I do too, actually. I refused to change any at that last place. Their exchange rate was
exorbitant. Well, we'll be closed now. You can exchange them at the border.
So, where's this garage? We need petrol.
What garage?
Where you got the mechanic?
I don't know, I just stopped him in the street.
Yeah. How did you know he was a mechanic?
Just a hunch. The pickup truck was a clue.
But I thought you said you found a garage.
Was it a truck like that one?
Hey, Petra, who loves you, baby?
Oh, hello.
You said he didn't speak English.
Ah, prestige, sexy American lady.
Why, thank you.
No. Petra.
She's English.
No, she American. $500 American, please.
What for?
Fixed truck yesterday. Lady not pay.
The rum bastard.
You should have got a receipt, Petra.
No pay.
Huh, you calling my girlfriend a liar?
No dollars, no passport.
What passport? I've got my passport. Where did you get my passport?
In pocket. Here. Lousy picture.
That's my passport. Petra, you've had it all the time.
I thought it was mine.
No. Why you did it in a pocket?
Ellie, violence isn't the answer.
This is what happens when you eat too much meat.
In episode 4 of Kathmandu or Bust, Petra was played by Michelle Chadwick, Joan by Sarah Crowden, Simon by David Haig, Callum by Forbes Masson, Trigger by Richard Ridings, and Ellie by Lolly Susie. The mechanic was played by Peter Serafinowicz. Kathmandu or Bust was written by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman and produced by Lissa Evans.
He was very attractive, wasn't he? So swarthy and muscular, like Omar Sharif in Dr. Zhivago.
Suppose so. I don't really go for all that macho crap.
Petra, you said you paid him in cash, right?
Yes.
Which you got when you exchanged a traveller's cheque.
Yes.
So, how did you exchange it without your passport?